are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And it's a Wednesday, Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood this morning, brought to you by May Adam, VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation. And joining me this morning from Paws Animal Rescue, it's Jen Uecker. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And I hear we still have a few puppies there.
We do. You know, a couple months ago, we had more puppies than I could even count. We had 22 puppies at one time, which I think is an absolute record. Three litters all came in at about the same time. Well, we are down to three. So a huge percentage of them are all in their new homes with their new families. But we have three of them left, and one of them is Michael. He's one of our Dunder Mifflin pups. I don't know if you remember our office litter.
Absolutely.
And Michael is a four-month-old German Shepherd mix. This litter is so smart. They are so fun and playful. And right now, they are just the ultimate puppy. Bouncy, chewy, playful, running, jumping. But I tell you what, they are just so smart and loving. I ended up with one of them at my house. he lives with me forever now. And they have just been the greatest, I've heard from all the other families. And poor Michael is the only one left. He just is going to hit 4 months within the next couple of days. And then we also have two more of the litter that we lovingly referred to as our mange mutts. If you remember seeing those come across, they were really sick, skin infection, open wounds, mange, full of worms, just terrible, terrible conditions. They are healthy and fabulous and so playful and just looking for their homes. We have two left. That is Fox and Jasper, two little boys. Our best guess on that breed is Border Collie mix. Fox is a little bit lighter, almost a caramel color, and Jasper is black, and Jasper just has the cutest ears ever. They stand straight up and meet in the middle, so he looks like a unicorn with just his one, when he's excited, he's just got one big ear that sticks right up on the top of his head. Just as cute as can be, and this is the perfect age to get them into their home so they can start learning the rules of the family and learning how to behave and get to know the people in their house.
Absolutely. So, yeah, if one of these cute little cuddly puppies sounds like it'd be a great addition, they need to reach out. They can come out during the open hours and visit, too.
Open hours, Saturday from 11 to 1. You can see everybody that we have available is out there for meeting and playing with. You can visit our website and our Facebook page to see all available listings, descriptions, pictures. And on our website is any bit of information you could possibly need. The adoption process, volunteer forms, how to foster, how to donate, upcoming events. It's got everything you need to know about the shelter. You can also send an email right through that website. And we'll try and get your questions answered just as best we can.
Absolutely. So we need to see if we can get some forever homes for these cute puppies and of course, all the great animals you have there at the shelter.
Yes, yes. We do have, you know, seven or eight adult dogs or, you know, ages one and up dogs that are also all looking for their homes, too.
All right. Well, you have a good week and enjoy all those cute and cuddlies, and we'll check in with you next week, Jen.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue joining us this morning on the Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, a Wet Nose Wednesday edition brought to you by May Adam, VistaCare, the Peer VA Clinic, and Sioux Nation.